Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Hey, got a fight, Fulton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
When he's getting into the Mercedes with the chains on the tires.
Oh, yeah.
He's just Can you getting... ever tell that you watched Rocky all weekend? The whole theme for Tuesday has been Rocky.
I had this happened on the fly. I swear to you, because we talked about Instigators Hour number 2, by the way. That was another song from the great Rocky IV soundtrack. Because on November 21st, it's not the anniversary today. When was the 21st? Was that Friday?
Where did the 20...
I know what today is. It was Friday the
20th. Saturday was the 21st.
So Saturday. Okay, so we weren't on the air. So, I mean, we wouldn't have missed... We couldn't have missed this. In fact, I will say this in honor of all of us. We celebrate this day every year that we've been on the air. We have. It's been done. And first, I just want to say to Liam Canadian, who listens to the show regularly and is critical at times, but also throws some good comments at us every now and then. You know, waves of emotion, right? The Instigators. But he said, "Remember when?" did you see this riff?
Yeah.
Can someone read it? I can't pull it up.
Remember when you guys asked Darlene the first time you interviewed him if he knew about Ivan Drago and what kind of underwear he wears? That was a classic interview. Classic PD.
Well, first of all, Liam, let's talk about this. It's an interview that on that day and that moment, I just could not wait to get rid of. Okay, I was like, oh my God, that was brutal.
Now, he hadn't been drafted by the Sabres yet.
No.
He was a prospect, and obviously
there was a language barrier.
Won the lottery.
We're asking, what were we thinking? I mean, like, first of all, listen, those are great questions, by the way. Those are great questions. We asked him Soming underwear or Borg underwear, both Swedish super stud athletes. Soming, the Swedish hockey player with the skate in the face years ago, 100 and some odd stitches. Oh, yeah. And Bjorn Borg, one of the greatest Swedish tennis players to ever play. They both have an underwear line. So, of course, you're going to talk to him about that. And Soming's a defenseman. Darlene's a defenseman. The tie is too perfect. So I lived in Sweden, and that's all the Swedish hockey players wore. We're Soming underwear with the Swedish flag on the butt and like patterns on it. That's all they wore. They were tighter than tighty whities.
Petey, I'm going to tell you this. I thought it was a great question you asked. All the things that you just said, all those, you know, Boris Salming and Borg all have underwear lines.
Clothing lines now. They've expanded.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was great.
And then Drago was played by a Swede. Now, granted, he blames you for asking the question because you did ask the question. Terrible delivery, too. Have you ever met Ivan Drago? Like, what? What? Have you ever met Ivan Drago? Like, he might not even know who the character is. Like, maybe throw at him Dolph Lundgren.
How do you not know who Ivan Drago is? Come on, Petey.
I don't know, but all this circles back to Rocky IV today, where we're celebrating the anniversary.
What was Mrs. Drago's name in Rocky IV?
I don't know, but that was Stallone's wife in real life, I think, at the time.
And then she had appearance on Flavor of Love with Flavor Flav, and she was, like, all over that guy. Like, it was, what's her name again?
Bridget.
Yeah.
Bridget.
Bridget Nielsen?
No, Bridget. I get, because I think Sampras married an actress too. Bridget, she's the teacher.
Yeah, it's Bridget Nielsen. Bridget Nielsen. Married for 2 years from 85 to 87.
Okay, 85 to 87. Yeah. Were they married while they made the movie or what?
Basically, they got married, and then that was it.
You're going to marry me. But you're going to actually, in the movie, be married to the guy that loses to me.
Yeah, but that created the tension. There was
Do you think she was jealous of Adrian?
That could be. But Adrian, that's the...
Adrian was a very supportive wife.
Adrian made the movie. Listen, Rocky, great movie. But without Adrian in Rocky I, I don't think we have the Rocky dynasty.
I don't know. I don't like Adrian's character.
What?
I don't know. Seriously, like, you know, she's standing at the top of the stairs. Like, you can't win.
Well, she's worried the guy's gonna die. He just killed Apollo, and he's not boxed in a while, and he's old, and he's got all these health issues.
But I need that. I need that reassurance that everybody believes in me, even when I don't.
Listen, that movie, if somebody wants to remake Rocky IV and Sylvester Stallone as Rocky dies fighting the Russian, like, we all think that Adrian was right not to let him fight. But it's a movie. It's fiction.
Well, it came out on November 21st, 1985. I wasn't fortunate enough. I wish I was alive now to go see it in the theaters now. I wish it came out now. But I was 5 years old, so I have to appreciate it from the sofa.
It came out on November 23rd, 2020.
November 23rd, 2020. What?
NHL Power Rankings. The NHL's 25th best players under the age of 25. Just been reading, and I just feel like Jack Eichel's getting snubbed again.
Why?
When did he get snubbed before? For the top centers, the NHL list, I didn't think it was bad. I thought he was well slotted.
Where was he, Marty? Seven?
No, I think he was five or six.
No, he was six, I think, six. Right? Six. And listen, I can live with six. I thought it was pretty solid.
Yeah, so he didn't get snubbed there.
Do we remember what he was last year? Was he nine or seven? I wish they put previous rankings on it.
Yeah, that would help because our memory is like not existent.
I think it was seven or nine. I don't think it was six, but it wasn't eight. I want to say it was nine, and I thought it was just fitting because he wore number nine. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's his number that I'm confusing it with.
Yeah.
So maybe give me the top guys under 25. Number one.
Well, number one, Connor McDavid.
Okay, number two.
People would say Austin Matthews, but
that is number two. Number three.
I don't feel that's right.
Number three.
What's Draisaitl? McKinnon. How old is McKinnon?
Yeah, he is older, I think.
Yeah, he's 26, I think. Isn't
okay,
he
so I would have said McKinnon there. What, how old is Draisaitl?
He'd be in there. He's older, too.
Is he?
Yes.
He's older than 25. He's Sam's draft.
Yes, he's older.
Wow. Time flies, man.
Okay. Man, there's some really, really good players.
Clayton Keller.
No, he's not in there. Like, Pasternak is under 25, right?
Pasternak is number four, Marty.
Okay.
You're missing number three.
Barzal?
Barzal is number 10.
Okay.
What about the other, Marner? No, he's older than that, right?
No, Marner is Jackson.
Marner is number 12.
He was the same draft as Eichel.
Wow.
How about Cale Makar?
Oh, there you go. Oh, Heiskanen.
Cale Makar is number 14.
Heiskanen? Dahlin? Just give us the damn name. Come on. Jeez, like you're killing
who's
me
number
here.
Four? Who's number three? We have McDavid, Matthews. We have Pasternak at four. Who's number three?
He plays for Tampa Bay.
Vasilevsky?
No.
He's older
than that. Sorelli?
No. Centerman.
My mind is, I don't, it's been so long.
Point?
Braden Point.
Oh, I thought he was older than 25.
I thought he was older than 25. Actually, I never even thought of him, to be honest with you.
He is. So McDavid, Matthews, Point, Pasternak. Who is number five? Plays in Canada.
Be more specific, please. Oh, Peterson? Pedersen?
Yep.
Okay.
Vancouver, number five. Number six. Defenseman.
Well,
I said
Makar.
So, okay, Heiskanen.
Jack Eichel is number seven. Mika Rantanen, number eight.
Okay, so where would you want Jack Eichel to be?
Five.
Before Pedersen?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I see.
I have a question
for
you.
We're going to put Jack Eichel behind Miro Heiskanen? Come on, man.
Yeah, no,
okay, hold on a second. Let me go one step further here, too. I mean, how many guys were under 25 that were ahead of Jack in the top centerman? Jack was number six, so Matthews was there. He was five.
You had Matthews,
McDavid,
McKinnon.
Matthews, Point, and Pedersen. Those guys are all centermans.
Yeah, but Pedersen was not listed in front of...
I think he was listed one behind him, if I'm not mistaken.
So
I think
you had McDavid, you had Draisaitl, you had Matthews, you had McKinnon,
Crosby.
You had Crosby. I think those are the five that were in front of Jack Eichel.
And you can justify that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to say, Jack Eichel.
I'm going to say this. I've said it before, and I stand by it. And yes, I understand that people call us homers. But I don't believe. I believe what I'm saying right now is Jack Eichel's better than Austin Matthews. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care what the goal column says. I really don't.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this, Petey, and I would
really
be
interested. And it's not Buffalo, Toronto. If Austin Matthews were playing in Edmonton or playing in Florida or anywhere else, Austin Matthews is a phenomenal player. Jack Eichel is better than Austin Matthews. I don't care what anybody wants to argue with.
Listen, it's going to be a great argument. And I would be very interested to pull – Toronto people to sit there and say, listen, you have one game to win. One game. Who do you play, Jack Eichel or Austin Matthews?
Well, if they're being honest, the poll should be 60-40 Jack Eichel.
I agree with that, Petey. I think 60-40 now.
If you're being honest, if you're not voting with your heart, you are absolutely not even going to tell me that Jack's not going to win that ballot.
The reason why some people may vote Matthews, okay, number one, he has scored more than 40 in his career. So Jack has not gotten to 40 yet. And you can say, well, goals are big, and Matthews has got that goal. And playoffs. Matthews has been in the playoffs, has played in playoffs, his teams has had more success. Does that reflect more positively on Matthews? Probably. should it, like when you compare player?
Come on. I'm sure if Jack had Tavares and Marner, take Matthews off that team, you throw Jack on Toronto. Petey,
you just said Tavares and Marner. What about
Nylander?
Nylander. They had a tremendous amount of very good players there in Toronto.
I'm saying that, like, it should not matter. The player, you can isolate the player and compare player A to player B without considering the team. And for me, that's the big thing, is that you shouldn't be looking at what the team's accomplished. I think 60-40, that Eichel would be better than Matthews, would be accurate in my opinion.
Can agree on that. Nice topic, Riv. Good topic change from Rocky.
You know what? You were doing that. You guys were talking Rocky, and I love you. I could talk Rocky till I'm blue in the face, but it's just like, I just look at this and say, how is Jack Eichel, who had 36 goals and 78 points this year on a pretty bad team? We can agree on that. And then you look at Elias Pettersson, had 27 goals and 66 points. I don't know why Jack is getting snubbed. Like, you're going to tell me you're going to put Miro Heiskanen above Jack Eichel?
Well, it's funny you say this. Yesterday, we weren't on yesterday. This is our first show this week. But the NHL Network threw out Keep Your Eyes on a Player. And Darren Pang had Victor Olofsson at number four. You know, he had some good comments about him and scoring ability. And I could try to play this through the, if you wanted to hear it. But I feel like that kind of goes hand in hand, right? Don't Olofsson keep your eyes on him and Jack Eichel go hand in hand? I mean, more and more people starting to think that Olofsson's going to play with Jack.
Well, that's the thing. I think we believe that obviously Victor Olofsson is prime for an amazing, even more, if I can call it a breakout season. I think last year was a breakout season. But we believe that he would play with Jack Eichel and possibly Taylor Hall. Do I think that Victor Olofsson will still have an impactful season if he doesn't play with Eichel and all? Absolutely. I think Victor Olofsson is that good of a player. I think he's creative. I think he's got a great shot. I think his passing and his playmaking ability is not undervalued.
Not to put up the numbers he would with Jack.
What's that?
He can't put up the numbers.
No, that he would get with Jack. But I'm just saying he's still gonna get a great season, even if he doesn't play with him, because I think he's much more of a complete player than people give him credit for. They think he's a goal scorer. He just has the good shot. He'll score just on the power play. I don't believe that's true. So that's just me.
Yeah.
All right. We have to go to break. I guess we'll shut the door on the old Rocky talk for the rest of the day. Do you guys want to do Name That Teammate?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad I like the enthusiasm. We'll do it. We talked about a lot here today. Sabres talk. We haven't talked return to play, but Marty, can you just give it, is there anything really that we need to discuss? I mean, are we not just going to be staring down the barrel of a CBA negotiation?
I'll tell you this.
And we don't want to really dive into that right now?
We're seeing what's going on in the NFL. They're being able to adjust on the fly. This morning, World Juniors have announced that two players have tested positive in Red Deer at camp, so they're suspending all camp activities. The NHL is going to have in their players, and I think the NHLPA is going to have to mandate the players that they have to be almost living in a bubble, like when the season starts. They don't get out of your house. Don't go to the grocery store. Stay home. Get your groceries delivered. Get the team to, like, provide you breakfast and lunch or whatever, dinner at the rink. Stay in your bubble, because if you want to have a season, you have to stay healthy. You don't have 50-some players like the NFL roster and the practice squad and all of that. The NHL cannot afford to have 4, 5, 6 guys testing positive.
All right. When we come back, name your teammate. Stolen from One Bills Live. You know what? They work just down the street, so we'll share with them too. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Marty, Craig, Andrew, we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Seventh round pick all the way back in 2014, Victor Olofsson of the Buffalo Sabres, Panger. 20 goals in his rookie year, 11 of those on the power play. It seemed like that first 2 months of the season, anytime Buffalo got on the man advantage, this guy scored from the half wall.
Yes, he did. And I saw it firsthand at ice level. I mean, just puts himself in a scoring position. In really good hockey sense. It goes to the quiet areas. I remember you have conversations with guys like Brett Hull, and where did you find that space? And players either have that ability or they try to, you know, cruise into areas that are so congested. There's no way a guy's going to get the puck on your stick. But you saw a little bit of that with Jack Eichel, especially on the power play. Eichel kind of looks, and then there's Olofsson. He's just waiting in the wings, and he's a finisher. So last year was a great year for him. I think it's only going to get better and better for the Buffalo Sabres. You know, dancers dance and shooters shoot. And he's a shooter. And I love the way he fires the puck.
Well, thank you for that, Braden. Look at this guy back on the board. That's the sound that I was looking for from Darren Pang at the NHL Network about Victor Olofsson. I guess, you know, if I were a little more on the ball, I would have had some game show music. Braden, can you pop up some game show music for us? Because we're going to play Name That Teammate here on the Instigators. I think I have a couple good ones here. Again, preparation a factor. However, Marty, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
I was waiting for the game show music, and I was thinking, what game show music would Brayton come up with? I'm thinking the match game.
I don't know that one. All right. Who wants to go first? Marty, we'll start with you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm afraid Craig might not know the rules. Okay, so here's your first hint. Yes, Marty, he played in the NHL, so it's someone relevant to you.
I can name you a lot of my teammates and juniors that did not play in the NHL, but go for it.
Yeah, that's because you probably say, I don't talk to him anymore because he never played in the NHL.
There's a lot of guys that played in the NHL I don't talk to
I'm anymore. Just joking, Marty. Marty, I'm just, everyone, I'm just kidding.
Okay, go.
Okay, I played junior for the Belleville Bulls.
Okay.
Okay.
The juniors for the Belleville Bulls.
I played 738 games, and I played in the 1994-95 World Juniors for Team USA.
Wow. Okay. So an American playing in 94-95. So he's older than me.
He was born in 1976.
He's a year older, but he played in the CHL with the Belleville Bulls. Okay.
I played for Team USA at the World Junior Hockey Championships in 1994-95, but I was not born in the USA.
Wow. You are literally stumping me. So I would assume that is somebody that I played with in.
I was drafted by the Pittsburgh Penguins in the second round. I started my career with Pittsburgh and I finished my career with Pittsburgh. I did not win a Stanley Cup. I'm not really giving you much. I was born in Seoul, South Korea.
Come on, Marty.
That should be easy for me now, but I have no idea. Oh, I know. I absolutely know. I played with this guy with the New York Islanders. And he also played for the LA Kings. And we all thought that he was literally like 28 years old when he played juniors. That is what he was.
He never played for LA. He played for Anaheim.
Anaheim, you're right. Richard Park.
Richard Park.
I guess when you say Seoul, like that was, I did not know that Richard Park played for the U.S. at the World Juniors, though. That is a
Neither
great.
Yeah. There was always that story about him because he played junior for the Belleville Bulls and he played with Dan Cleary.
Yeah, he played with Dan Cleary.
And my brother was a rookie in the OHL. That year, and my brother was second overall, and Cleary was like eighth overall, and Cleary went to Belleville and played with Craig Mills and Brian Secord. Yep. They were called the Fire Engine Line, and Richard Park was on that team, and it was 1994-95. He had 79 points in 45 games, and everyone said that his birth certificate was wrong.
Well, yeah, here's the problem with Richard Park. He looked 25 when he was 18, but he looked 25 when he was 40. Like, that is the thing. Like, the guy was in such amazing shape. Like he was not an ounce of fat. He was fit. He had the California glow because I think he went back to L.A. or California in the summertime. He had the tan going. Unbelievable guy. Great teammate. So, wow, that is a good pull, PD. I love that.
All right.
Go to ribs.
Our next contestant on Name That Teammate. I have zero doubts that you will get this, but that's okay. I'll give you every easy hint in the book. I was not as good as my brother.
Lindros.
Brett Lindros.
Be more specific, please. Are we Johnny Gilbert? Are we accepting Lindros? Eric or Brett?
Well, did I get it already?
No, Ribs, you didn't get it already.
Ribs never played with Eric Lindros. So
I know he didn't. That's what I mean. And actually, the bigger joke to that is, really, is there any question about was Brett or Eric better than the other? No offense to Brett. He was phenomenal. He rubbed my brother's face right up against the boards in junior, like basically pressed it against the dasher. And my brother had this scratch from cheekbone to cheekbone. He was so big and strong. He held his face against the boards and dragged it along the bench. My brother was an underage. And Brett was like this monstrous first round pick. Anyway, moving on. I was not as good as my brother. I played for three teams in the NHL, and I only played with you for 59 games. I was a first-round pick while you were a veteran stud. I was not a defenseman. I was not from North America.
Is this mine?
Oh, I know. I know who it is.
Is this? Maybe I wasn't very specific when I said my next contestant. Did I not say your name? Craig Rive. Got to work on this if I'm going to audition for Jeopardy.
He was the younger brother.
Thank you.
Of another one.
The younger brother of another one who is a Hall of Famer. I'm the brother of a Hall of Famer.
Whoa.
He's not a Hall of Famer yet.
He's not a Hall of Famer yet. I don't think he'll get in the Hall of Fame, but you can't say that.
I guess I can't. That's a false hint, Riv. Played for the Montreal Canadiens, New York Rangers, Phoenix Coyotes. I am from Slovakia.
Is the brother
Marcel Hossa?
Ding, ding, ding.
My next hint was going to be, is my brother is still getting paid by one NHL team. I don't know if Marian Hossa is still getting paid, is he? Because he retired from Chicago, right?
I don't know. That's the most in expensive rash I've ever heard of.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, he's
not being paid anymore.
No. He is
paying him.
Chicago traded his rights to Arizona.
Okay. I was just looking up Chicago.
But he was, he still, this year is the last year of his contract, earning him a whopping $1 million. He was making $7.9 at the start of his contract. He signed a 12-year deal, $63 million in 2009. This is the last year of his deal, earning him a $1 million salary. So he's still getting paid, but he's technically retired.
Right. Craig, tell me a story quickly. I'm just pulling a random name. He played goal for in my first NHL game we played against Philadelphia in 2003. And he was in goal and he got a shutout. Philly won 2-0. I wanted the puck, but they scooped it up and gave it to Jeff Hackett. I was going to try to sneak the puck somehow. You know what I mean? Like
your first NHL game?
Even though we lost 2-0, I was going to try and sneak the puck. But I saw someone from Philly grab it, and they gave it to Jeff Hackett for his shutout. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to go ask Haxie for it. So do you have any stories about what?
Was that a possible teammate you wanted to bring up from Rivs?
No, I just saw him. I just saw him randomly on this name. I was like, there's a guy we've never talked about on this show.
Jeff Hackett. I loved Jeff Hackett. I really did enjoy Jeff. He was an older guy when I was kind of like middle-aged in Montreal. I remember Jeff Hackett struggled. You know, he's making around $3 million or $3.5 million back then, and that was a lot of money. And I remember Jeff was not, he struggled with fashion. He struggled with just, you know, like he'd come to the rink and he's got wrinkly shirts on and collars are. Saku Koivu and I went shopping for him one day, and I'm not kidding you. We went and bought him like shirts. We went and bought him pants, belt. We went and bought him shoes.
Like he paid for it, right?
We went and dropped it off at his room. We knew his size, everything. And we went and bought him some stuff. He was an awesome guy, but he just didn't care about fashion and kind of like, you know, looking sharp. And we were bored one day, one road trip. I can't remember where it was. I think it might have been in Dallas.
Did, you liked the suits, eh?
It wasn't the suit. We didn't buy him a suit or anything. This was like casual wear. This was
also like the shirts. And you liked your shirts too. You had the shirts, you'd flip up the cuffs and you'd have the nice like paisley underneath or the floral underneath. Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've seen you let loose at a few team parties. Marty, what are those shirts called?
What?
The shirts where you roll the cuffs up and they have like all the art on the other side of the cuff.
You had him.
I know what you're talking about, but that
Robert Graham.
Yeah. Anyway, I love Jeff Hackett. He is an amazing guy. I learned a lot from Jeff Hackett in how to prepare for games. Like, I mean, he was a goaltender that was different than than basically a lot of them that I dealt with. He was the most serious hockey player on game day that I've ever been around. I mean, you did not talk to him. He was completely in his zone. He didn't talk to anybody. He looked very angry and kind of very serious on game days. But I'll tell you, he was a fantastic goaltender. I don't know if you know anything about him, Marty, but I was very impressed with Jeff Hackett when he played.
Solid, like very hardworking guy. Like, yeah, I remember, like, people very, said, like, very really worked extremely hard.
Great teammate,
great guy. I talked to him maybe a couple of times. I remember him mostly in Montreal. Great teammate, great guy to have on your team.
Gotta go to break. Final segment coming up. We're on tomorrow, and then it's a happy Thanksgiving Thursday, and then we're back on Friday. Stick around, more to come. Instigators, we'll get a fantasy hockey update from Riv, or fantasy football. Sorry, fantasy football. What am I talking about? Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Marty, when I fought my brother in the minors, this is what the DJ played.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, I swear, I didn't realize it till after.
Where did you fight your brother?
In Roch. And your brother scored on you, so I thought it was fitting. It got stuffed in my face. I'm going to stuff it in your face. We are family. What happened on this day in 2003?
Well, in this day in 2003, the Buffalo Sabres were visiting the Florida Panthers down in Sunrise. It's a beautiful day. I remember taking a walk out by the beach before heading to the game. So it's in the third period, I believe. We are playing 4-on-4, and Chris Drury, very nice guy, but he really dogged his back check. My brother beat Chris Drury up the ice, and Drew let him skate by him, and it was a 2-on-1, and the pass was made to the big right-handed defenseman streaking down the middle of the ice. He redirected the puck inside the post, scored a goal, and it was the game-winning goal in a 2-1 Sabres lost against the Florida Panthers.
Well, let me tell you what happened yesterday. Maybe Drew did that on purpose.
I think he did. I think he was like, let's let the big brother, the younger brother, score on his brother. It was a Monday night. Al Michaels was doing Monday Night Football and announced it on Monday Night Football that, hey, something happened in the National Hockey League that had not happened for over 20 years as a brother scored a goal on another brother. The previous two were still.
Let me ask you a question. I'm looking at your brother right now. He looks like a serial killer with his eyes. I love him. But he's 6'6", 245. How much does he actually weigh now? Has he put on weight or lost weight?
Hey, Riv, he was on my team for the prospects game, and he won fastest skater on our team.
He was pretty quick. He had really good skills. He played with Chera with the New York Islanders. They had Chera, my brother, Meze, I think Andre Meze, his name was. They were like all 6 foot five, 6 foot six and over. But so now my brothers, after playing 300 and some games in the NHL, playing the American League, played in Europe, he's back home in Quebec City, and he's a firefighter.
In the show.
And he's in better shape now than he was when he was playing. He's still 240, 245, but he's a strong 40-year-old 245. Like, he's much stronger.
Well, that's a fabulous moment. And I was going to say, if that was this day in history, then yesterday on this day and this day in history in 2003, this was my first road trip ever to Florida. And I remember walking out to the beach for the first time as an NHL player, and there was a teammate, I won't name his name, sat down on a chaise lounge and lit a cigarette.
His name was Alexei Zitnik.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Zitnik, which means if he did, which means we have more than one guy who was smoking. Anyway, I couldn't believe it. Lindy ran by, and we buried that thing in the sand. We got to go to break. Back tomorrow. Vanek at 11 tomorrow. Thomas Vanek, One Bills Live next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.